shit, man. What do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
The Pinky and the Brain. Yes, Pinky and the Brain. One is a genius, the other's insane. An laboratory mice, the teeth and the slice. The Pinky and the Brain. Brain, 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 brain.
Welcome to Travel Podcast. You are now entering the dark side.
Yo, peace, love, and hair grease. Peace, love, and hair grease. Your boy Knowledge. Yeah. Man, that was kind of weak. Let me try to do that again. Let me get some water. Yo, peace, love, and hair grease. Peace, love, and hair grease. Your boy Knowledge. Yeah. That was kind of trash too. But anyway, hey, how y'all doing, man? This is the Trap Knowing Podcast, and this is your boy A. So how y'all doing? How y'all feeling, man? This podcast episode, this is gonna be a regular podcast episode. I'm not gonna do my book. Actually, I already got the book in the barrel. I'm gonna do the follow-up. It's gonna be I think I'm just gonna call it the continuation. Let me see. Where is it at? Yeah, I'm just gonna say continue where we left off. I should get some sound bites, but I really don't want to do no sound bites. I just want to do all acapella because I wanted to see how it sounded if we doing all acapella. And I feel like when I do sound bites, I feel like that kind of like eats up time, but it does give me time to think about what I'm going to say. But I'm still going to just do this acapella because, again, I don't feel like kind of setting up everything. And again, this is just like, you know, me saying, damn, I'm being consistent. But yeah, man. So, man, this podcast was, I wanted to talk about some of the things that I've been going through, some of the things that I have been doing, and just how I've been feeling lately, man. You know, I realized I didn't make a podcast all of 2023. And, man, I was just, there's really no excuse. It's again, if you listen to some of my podcasts, you know I view this as art, like, dead ass. Like, I have to be inspired. I have to be motivated. However, I did hear something, and I'm not going to call him, you know, by that name because, you know, I felt like what he said was inspiring. It was by Adam22. I actually stopped following the No Jumper podcast. It's really not going in the direction that I was fucking with at first. Like, at one point, it was, like, really, like, some homies chilling. It was about clothing. It was about, like, music. Now it's just on some, man, I don't even know what the fuck it's on now, man. And, you know, it's just not what I'm on. So I honestly kind of unsubscribed to that. So, but I end up like watching a clip he said, and he said something along the lines of like, anybody can do podcasting. And that's real. You know, anybody can, man. I know probably everybody got a group, and inside of that group, we got somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that's either famous or popping or got their shit together. You feel me? And like, you can do episodes for so long, you know what I'm saying? But after a certain point in time, you run out of shit to talk about. You feel me? And really, the people who last long in this is the people that can keep on going with this, man. And I want to say my podcast has evolved so many different ways and so many different forms. Like, at first, it was really, you know, me and my brother. And then, you know, it just started to become a solo act with me, you know. I started talking about anime, and that was really my main topic. I wanted to talk about anime. I wanted to talk about Marvel. I wanted to talk about DC because I felt like, you know, I knew my shit about it. And I still do, you know, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm kind of mad because I kind of let the casuals catch up to me on One Piece. And that's kind of like kind of heartbreaking. Again, I can tell y'all why, because ultimately when they dropped Fifth Gear, I was not fucking with Fifth Gear, like, at all. It was like, at one point, damn, I should have got the other chair, because, man, Bug be telling me the shit be creaking and cracking, and everybody hearing that shit. Hopefully, I've been staying pretty stagnant, so hopefully it ain't, you know, going too crazy. But yeah, so I let the casuals catch up to me on One Piece. And it's kind of dope to say that, because now I can kind of talk to people about it. But at the same time, it's like some purist at my job, and just some purists in general, it's like they're talking about certain mangas that I was on. Like, I was on, like, all these mangas that are popping. I promise you, I was on Solo Leveling before Solo Leveling came out. I promise you. And now, like, they're showing Solo Leveling, which is dope, because it does deserve. Like, we do need another hierarchy anime. Like, we needed something to push that threshold, and fucking, it was bound to be a cold ass isekai. Like, I'm not gonna lie, man. Like, if you watched, if you've seen how it was kind of going, like, with when I got reincarnated as a slime, which is fire. Like, let me tell you, if you are not watching, or if you have not watched Reincarnated as Slime, you are doing yourself a total disservice as an anime fan. Honestly, please, if you have not watched When I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, you need to, because Rimuru Tempest is literally, he's up there. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'd even put Rimuru Tempest up there with, like, he's for sure up there with Meliodas. I'm definitely going to put him up there with Meliodas. If not, he probably may be a little bit higher than Meliodas, you know. But we ain't going to get into the power scaling, because, like, the power scaling has been broken once again. And it's like, man, there's just so much stuff. I've come to, like, the realization that the only way you can really do a good power scaling is if you got to put, like, fucking, like, real rules. You feel me? Like, you got to be like, okay, these niggas is both swordsmen, so that's all they can do. Nigga can't use none of his super moves or nothing. They're straight sword skills. Who will win? You know what I mean? Or for straight, like, a straight fight. You know what I'm saying? And that's what TikTok was going through. TikTok was doing that for a while. Oh, I'm back on TikTok, y'all. Yeah, I'm back on TikTok. Matter of fact, once I get done recording this, I don't know if I'm going to drop it tonight or if I'm going to drop it on Monday. I should really drop it on Monday, because that's really the consistency that I wanted to do. Like, I wanted to drop it on Monday, and I don't want to do what I was doing before, like, just dropping, like, content after content after content. Eventually, I'm going to get into at least where I'm dropping, like, at least, like, at the beginning of the week and at the end of the week. You feel me? I don't feel like that's really too much to ask, because I can really just, you know, drop the podcast, talk to y'all, chop it up with y'all, you know, let me be real level with y'all, you know, shout out some shit. And then I can also, you know, press the book, because the book is, you know, the book to me is already fire. Like, I really just described, like, a full fight scene in the last chapter. And again, I'm not going to talk about the book, you know what I mean? Y'all want to check out the book? It's last week's episode. It's called The Cowgirl and the Kunoichi. Again, all these characters are somehow based on people, or, you know, honestly, like, the first, you know, the cowgirl and the Kunoichi, they're based on my daughters, like, you know, Nayana and Nayla. Like, honestly, if you know me, you know those are their names. And yeah, man, go check it out. Like, you know what I mean? If you fucking with it, if you vibing with it, let me know. Like, you know, tell me, like, hey, this is something that's cool. Like, you need to keep pressing it, you know. It don't hurt nothing to show love, like, real shit. Yeah, man. So again, man, I have been actually reading some books, and it kind of makes me mad, because, like, I wish I would have just cracked out my books instead of, but okay, I'll explain the situation, y'all, man. There's a situation at work. I ain't gonna say too much about it, but it's like, if it's one thing I can't stand, man, I can't stand a bully, I can't stand people who complain, and I can't stand people who are lazy. Like, at the end of the day, like, I've had situations to where, like, I had to really prove myself by really just working hard. Like, you know what I mean? Working hard is like, that's good. You know what I'm saying? Being a hard worker, that's a good vibe to have. I love having that title. Like, yeah, he's a hard worker. You know what I mean? Like, but at the same time, you know what I mean? You have these certain people that'll push your buttons. You know what I mean? They'll kind of make your job harder when it don't have to be, you know? And, it's crazy. I'm going to quote her. My mom, she told me one time, man, a bully going to keep picking on you until you do something, you know? And that's real, man. I've had situations to where it's like, you know, because 9 times out of 10, people think, you know, you're not going to do nothing. They think they being funny. Listen, it's never funny to be picked on, bro. Like, and that's coming from somebody who used to make fun of people. Like, that shit ain't cool. That shit ain't fun. Like, you know what I mean? Like, especially if it's at the expense of somebody else's feelings. Like, come on, bro. Like, that shit ain't cool. So, at the end of the day, if it's one thing, dang, I didn't even start from one. Yeah, I'm going to give y'all a positive quote. I got one in this book. But I'm all over the place. But yeah, man, that's kind of what I'm dealing with, man. And you know, it's all going to work out because, again, you know what I mean? When you right, you right. And when you wrong, man. And at the end of the day, when people do wrong shit, you know what I mean, it's eventually going to come to light. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. And the two books that I really wanted to shout out, man. I wanted to shout out Think Rich and Grow by Napoleon Hill. I literally have those books in my backpack, and I literally walk around with those books every day. Like, anytime I need motivation, anytime I want to feel good, or I just need some real quick words, you know, I pick out one of them books. So it's Think Rich and Grow by Napoleon Hill. I'm up here getting tongue tied. And the other one is The Three Magic Words. Hold on, I'm gonna pull The Three Magic Words out because I really like. I got my Gaara bag again. If y'all know, I'm a huge anime fan, so I got my Gaara bag. So I really be having my Gaara bag with me at all times. And the other book is The Three Magic Words by Ulysses L. Anderson, man. And these books, like, really give me, like, encouragement. They really give me energy. They give me what I need to keep pushing and being positive, man. And really, man, it's crazy. Like, knowledge is, like, it is the greatest, purest form of, like, endearment. It's the greatest form of, like, of confidence builder. Like, if somebody shares something with you, that means they trust you enough to do it right. You know what I mean? And I actually had another book where it was crazy. Like, I was at work, and some guy, like, he was like, hey, he had his book. And I was looking at it, like, 9 times out of 10, when I see, like, books or I see things that kind of pique my interest, I'll ask about it, you know what I mean? And, you know, there's no such thing as a dumb question. Like, honestly, there is no, you don't know until you know, you feel me? So, the book he gave me, and I'm probably going to read it eventually, Great Team, 16 Things High Performing Organizations Do Differently. And then they got, like, a football, you know, it's kind of like, you know, X's and O's, how you kind of draw, like, you know, the offense and defense. And it's by Don Yeager. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It looks like it might be good. I might fuck with it. You know what I mean? The guy sent it to me. Didn't send it to me. He literally handed it to me. He said, I just went to this guy's seminar. So I'm going to fuck with it and see what it do. You know what I mean? And see if I can gain something from it, man. But yeah, man, the biggest thing you can give somebody is knowledge, man. I'll give you something simple, right? I was talking to this dude at work, and again, I ain't trying to give too much about a nigga job, you know what I mean, you hear me, but yeah, like, I was just telling him, like, hey, this is what you gotta do to do, you know, and he's like, dang, didn't nobody tell me that. I'm saying, bro, ain't nobody gonna give you nothing for free, and a closed mouth don't get fed, and a squeaky whisk get the grill, you feel, squeaky grease, bro, why am I getting tongue-tied today? The squeaky will gets the grease, like, dead ass, you know what I mean? You have to go look for that information, man. And that's just something that, you know, I really feel like is important to know. Like, you know what I mean? Knowledge is, you know, something that is not sought after no more. What people really care about nowadays, and I don't want to say it because, you know what I mean? I'm not even going to say that. Like, I'm going to leave that alone. We're going to leave that for another segment, man. But you have to be positive. You have to grind, dude. You have to grind, dude. Like, at the end of the day, you know, my dad always used to say work smarter, not harder. So, you know, you have to figure out what your niche is. And then from there, just keep pursuing it and get better at it. You feel me? Like, don't sit up there and waste your time, man. Even though time is everything we have, even though time is something that everybody has, it's not something that you can waste, you know? Rick Ross said it, man, it don't matter how long it take, just don't waste no time. Even Dip Hustle said, man, fuck, just finish the race, fuck how long it take, man. Like, dead ass, bro. Like, if you down, bro, If you need words of encouragement, bro, just realize, like, the only person that's gonna make it happen is you. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes, like, I hear a lot of things where they say, like, you need a team around you or you need a village. But at the end of the day, you pick that village. You pick that team, you know? And that's only when you get to that point, man. Because once you get to that point, the right people are going to come to you. And sometimes you just got to weed all the people who are just not for you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, God pretty much puts that out for you, man. God let you know, like, hey, you need to stop fooling with such and such. All right. You need to stop rocking with such and such. All right. You need to leave such and such alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just something that something that your spirit lead on you. You know what I'm saying? But, that's crazy. Look, you got chills doing that, bro. But, man, that's crazy. Man, you just really, like, at life, you know what I mean? When you get older in life, you start realizing things, you know? But, yeah, let me change the subject, man. That was just a little bit too much, man. Let me tell you about what I've been doing, bro. Man, let me tell you. So first of all, like, I'm still doing the workouts, you know what I'm saying? Ain't never really stopped. Right? I just ain't gonna lie. Y'all my people. Y'all part of the podcast. I ain't really working out like I should be. But anyway, I'm going to talk to you because, you know, it's been a while. Y'all ain't really been in the loop. You feel me? Oh, yeah. And let me tell you, I just recently dropped a pod, not even a podcast. I just recently dropped a TikTok about Allegory clothing. Let me tell you, I'm not even getting paid for this, but I'm going to go ahead and shout them out, man. I bought a corduroy and like suede-ish kind of colored hat. And I bought like, a t-shirt, very fire, very well made, man. I can't even hate on it. Like, it's a very fire clothing line. The only reason I'm doing it, the real reason that I want to shout them out, because I was looking on Instagram and somebody was like shitting on me, like, oh, it took so long, da da da. But they email you and tell you, like, hey, bro, we only a 2-man group, you know what I mean? And I was like, cool, you know, I appreciate y'all even reaching out to me. Yeah, fuck yeah, I'm all about people hustling. So, yeah, again, shout out to Allegory Clothing, man. That shit is fire. They did drop recently, I think they dropped a one piece and a berserker. As soon as I get paid, you know I'm about to grab both or something from them, man. I really need to start buying clothes because, you know. But anyway, yeah, definitely Allegory Clothing. That shit's fire. That shit smacks. Damn, I wish I had my sound buds because I really would give them like a type shit. Man, I really should have set this up better. But I already am feeling the energy that I'm already putting out there. And I'm kind of doing an acapella now. I did want to talk about again what I've been doing. Now, let me tell you. I have been at the lab. Now that shit has been fire, dude. I seen some fighters. I seen Ben Henderson. That's one of my favorite fighters. I ain't never even told a nigga that. I just see him there. That's just kind of fire. I don't know. I don't think you should approach him and be like that. Cause I have my job. Wait, I told him I was gonna start talking about my job, but then I'm talking about it, but I might as well tell y'all who I seen. I seen Ryan Bader. That shit was fire. That motherfucker is huge, and it's crazy to think he just fought this other dude who's bigger than him. Bro, Brian Bader like my size. Bro, I'm like 6'4". Bro, Brian Bader like my size, bro. And solid. I was like, bro, you solid. He must get that a lot, bro. Because I really was low-key handsy with him. Like, not like a pause. I mean, like, I kind of like, you know, kind of side bro up. Like, bro, like, bro, you solid. Like, you solid. Like, for real. He's like, yeah. You know, plus he from AZ, you feel me? So, you know, I always fuck with the people from AZ. But yeah, I seen him. I seen Jared Cannonier. That was kind of fire too. Jared Cannonier is cool as hell. I'm not gonna lie, he's cool as hell. Like, he was showing me how to what the fuck is it? Is like dodge a punch, because I was really like overextenuating, and he was saying that's how you get caught, bro. Like, if you just barely, because think about it, if somebody's swinging, they're already swinging at your head, so you already, all you gotta do is barely dodge it to where their knuckle, like, barely meet, you know what I'm saying? And that was pretty cool, man. Also, that's just during striking and stuff, during the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which I fucking fell in love with, man. I really, like, I even did I do a TikTok? I really should do one of me, like, I think I did, like, a I think I did like a fucking Instagram reel. I probably should do a TikTok of when I went to Vegas and I went to this one Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu gym. It was kind of fun, bro. I'm not going to lie. Like, I did have a really good roll. That's what we call it, rolling. I did have a really good roll with this one guy, which helped me improve, like, my move, because at one point, I thought I only had to do it, like, the only way I could, I thought the move, the Ezekiel choke that I was doing, I thought I could only do it when I have to grab my forearm. But when I was in Vegas, I learned that I can grab both of my sleeves. And I'm just like, oh, man, that's even better, because now I can just eliminate having to struggle with somebody's arm. So it's like I entered, not even entered, it's like I added another weapon to my repertoire, which was kind of fire. It's like, damn, like, I know how to do this now. But, yeah, man, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu was fun, man. I'm definitely going to get back into it. I owe the lab hella money. I'm not going to lie, bro. They just ran it up on me. I said, damn, bro. I really want to see if they got some payment plans. I really want to come back, bro. Like, the lab is... I'm not going to lie, man. That shit was so much fun. It's just... It's like an energy there that can't be explained, bro. It's like you... It's not like you go in there with the aspirations of being, like, the next Ultimate Fighter, bro. Like, I don't think anybody ever, like... I think if they see it in you, they see it in you. If they don't, they don't. If either way, you're there to have fun, bro. And it's really just fun, dude. Like, really, like, I always had fun until, like, I realized I was having fun until I wasn't having fun. Like, no, I was still having fun, bro. Because, like, at one point, it's like, you know, a lot of the people who, like, were casuals, I guess I'm a casual because I'm not there no more. Oh, damn it. I need to get back into it. But I guess, like, but I think I'm going to go check out judo, too, because I feel like I want to get a throw in. If I can get a throw under my belt, I think I'm about to. Anyhow, we ain't going to talk about that just yet. But, yeah, man, the journey has been dope so far. Like, I love everything about it. It's like, I feel like it's the drive. The drive that I'm loving so much about it, bro. It's crazy. It's just like, bro, I want to go back. Like, I'm looking at my gi right now through the corner of my eyes, bro. Just like, bro, I want to go back. Like, it's just the fact that I'm missing out on roles that I can be improving my techniques, that I can be using on guys there, because there's guys there that I already have, like, a same skill set with, if you will. It's almost like when you go play basketball, and I think I finally understand, like, why other people play basketball with better people, or they play with people who actually can play, because it's fun that way. It's fun when you can actually really play all the way you can play, instead of just like, oh, I can't really play because he ain't gonna know how to do this, or he ain't gonna know how to do this, or he's too weak, man. I love when I go up against, like, a guy either stronger than me or just as strong as me. Like, I don't like when I can just literally just dominate you, bro. That's not fun, bro, because it's like, dang, I don't get nothing out of this. Like, of course I'm gonna beat up somebody smaller than me. Like, that's not fun. And that's why I don't like bullies, because why would you bully somebody? What's fun about bullying somebody? Like, what's fun about picking on somebody? Like, that's not cool. Pick on somebody your own size, or pick on somebody that can make fun of shit just as much as you make fun of shit. You know what I'm saying? That's all I gotta say about that. But, man, the journey has been just the most eye-opening, like, just the second win, bro, if you will, bro. It's like, damn, I'm doing something that I never thought that I would do. And now that I'm doing it, it's not that I never thought I would do it, because I was already boxing, which boxing is fun as shit. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, boxing is, like, I'm so glad I got kind of boxing under my belt, because boxing is just so fun. Because it's like, not only is it, like, it's fun, it's just like, man, you know, now I know how to do this and this. You know, and it's not that I'm going around like, oh, I'm going to pick on somebody. Like, no, that's not even the case, bro. Like, I'm not even that type of guy. Like, I don't, the most I'll do is, like, really kind of make fun of somebody. And then once I realize, like, I'm doing too much, or if I'm hurting somebody's feelings, I'm like, bro, that ain't cool. Like, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. Like, that's not it. I'm just trying to laugh. Like, if you're not laughing, then I'm not laughing. Like, I'm not trying to be a bully. Like, that's never cool. Like, nobody want to be no bully. You know what I'm saying? But the journey with jiu-jitsu has been so refreshing. And I'm kind of mad because my little cousin, he has his daughter in it. And it's like, bro, like the only reason I really haven't been in tournaments, one, is because I haven't had the time. Like, as soon as I get the time, like, next year, like, this year for sure, I'm in at least two tournaments. Like, for sure. Like, for sure. I'm at least two tournaments. Like, on God. Like, for sure. I even want to do a Spartan race again, because I've been seeing people, like, in Spartan races. Like, bro, that was, like, one of my goals to, like, complete. I don't even know what happened to my medallion. I wonder if I can request that shit again. That should be hard. Like, I already beat it. I got records of it, like, me doing it. So, I could definitely get another one. That'd be hard, because I want to complete all of them, because it's like almost, it's like the infinity zone with damn near, bro. But yeah, man, jiu-jitsu has been like the coolest thing ever. I just been loving it. I've been doing gardening. I don't know if I talked about that. Gardening has been fire. Like, gardening has shown me like the what the earth is, if you will. Like, I was thinking about the Orlando Brown. Like, you sons of bitches are charging us grapes. You motherfuckers are charging us apples. The thing that Jesus and God gave us for free. Oh, for real, bro. Like when you think about it, like, dead ass, bro. Like, that shit is free. Why are they charging us it? Just because you grew it, like, you grew it out of the ground, do you own the earth? You sorry sons of bitches. Oh, my mama. Man, dude, that's so funny, dude. Oh, man. I'm looking at my cousin BG picture. I miss you, my nigga. Like, that's what I really do. Man, dude, that's crazy. Like, literally. Oh, man, I heard something else. Corey Holcomb had said something. Which, oh, man, R.I.P. Sinful, the motherfucking P, bro. Damn, bro, like, that man touched me, bro. Like pause, like, real shit. Like, I still go back to verse 2, YouTube. hold on. You, the holy, the Bible of YouTubeologists. Channel Sinful the P. Verse. It's okay to pimp alone. Minute 3, second 4. And I quote. Love, hey, deadass. Like, he said, he said a lot of shit that's happening. It's crazy. Like, he wasn't fucking with No Jumper. He was like, and I feel like somebody reached out for him. He's like, nah, I'm cool. He was like, I'm cool. He's like, I'm cool. Man, but he said some shit that really resonated with me. He said, man, don't dim your light for people. And if you can't find somebody like you, it is okay for you to be alone. Like, I mean, like, as far as, like, be by yourself. Like, a lot of people can't be by themselves. And that's true. Like, when you think about it, like, no, like, we all want the companionship. But it's just, like, at the end of the day, it's, like, you. And I'm not even, like, I don't want to say it like this, because I don't want to, like, be any type of triggering type shit. I mean, like, when I just mean, like, even friendship, like, we can't even take it as deep as friendship. Like, people will settle and water themselves down to appease a group that they necessarily don't even belong to, you know what I mean? And, like, when you look at it like that, it's just like, bro, you know, you're cheating yourself out of your true friends. You're cheating yourself out of your true who you really belong with, you know what I'm saying? And I don't ever want to make it seem like who I really belong with, because, you know, obviously, you know, I'm for my people, for off rip, because, you know, everybody is, you know what I'm saying? You definitely got to be your people. If you're not, that's just weird. Like, shit's weird. Like, to an extent, you know, not on no radicalist type shit to where it's like, oh, we all, no. I mean, like, you know, I see somebody, I'm going to say, hey, you know what I mean? I see something, I'm okay, hey, I'm, you know what I mean? What's that is said don't need to be under, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, a lot of people ain't going to catch that shit. But, yeah, man, at the end of the day, like, it's, and I don't want to even turn this into one of those, like, oh, positive, da, da, da. This is really just a podcast of me just really just shooting this shit and chopping it. But, man, the books that I've been reading have really been inspiring and really helpful. I will say that that life is interesting. That is for fucking sure, man. Life is interesting. Like, things happen for a reason, and I'm learning to be less. What's the word? I want to say reactionary, but without a reactionary without an expression. That's fucking cold. Like, I'm reactionary without expressing it. Like, yeah, I'm doing something, but you'll never know. Like, and that's the, and I think that's, whoo, that's crazy. That's really what you have to be. And you have to be moving. You have to be reactionary without really letting people know what you're doing. Because at the end of the day, everything should be for your, for self. I don't want to say self-benefit or self-pleasure or self-enjoyment, but self-enlightenment, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything. You shouldn't be comparing yourself to another person. However, it's okay to use somebody as motivation. Like, hell yeah. Like, man, there's this one person who did some shit, and I'm like, what the fuck? But again, their situation is different from my situation, so they can do these things, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I want to get to the point where I'm not making excuses as much for things. Like, my main thing that I wanted to do, and not necessarily prove a point, I wanted to be very, very to the scheduling. And I want, and I'm going to get to that. I feel like the more I stick to the Monday tasks and as far as like the podcast and sticking to that, it's going to become more natural. And the more natural it becomes, the more fluid it becomes. The more fluid it becomes, the better I'm able to speak, the better I'm able to deliver the message, whatever the fuck the message I'm trying to deliver. But yeah, man, I also want to talk about being fucking a dad. Man, again, I can't express how much I love it. I always want to be there for my kids. I always want to show my kids what I can do. And I want to be the example. I don't want to say the example that I didn't get, because that's shitting on people, because I do have great examples, even though I am to the point where it's like, okay, now that I've seen those examples, I can't keep depending on those examples. I can't keep looking at that as a blueprint. It's time to start really formulating my own blueprint. And I feel like at this age in our lives, a lot of the people I grew up with, that are a lot of the people that are in my age, it's they're getting to the point where it's like, okay, what am I about? What do I stand for? What do I want people to think I stand for? And what will I let people see me stand for? You know what I mean? I'm learning that people change. I'm learning that I have to be adaptable. I'm learning that I have to love unconditional. I know that everything happens for a reason. And I have to realize that even though I know everything happens for a reason, I have to prepare for everything and expect. I have to prepare for everything and expect the best. You know? I don't want to prepare for everything and expect. No, I want to prepare for everything and expect the best. I want the best outcome. I feel like everybody deserves the best outcome. I feel like 9 out of 10, you get the best outcome. I feel like we don't realize we get the best outcome. I feel like that 1% we focus on, and because we focus on that 1%, we're not able to accept the other shit that comes with it, man. Oh, man, that was. Ooh, that was some weed for your ass.
Man.
What else, man? What else is very interesting? What, you know, the things that I find intriguing is really just the sphere of things that are going on. Like, you know, I feel like at one point you have to disconnect and you have to reconnect with a conscious level, you know? You have to be willing to grow. Man, you can't be stagnant. You have to realize everything happens for a reason. And then when they realize, once you realize everything happens for a reason, you have to accept it and keep pushing. Because when you dwell on shit, dude, it really eats you up. You really get down, man. You have to keep pushing, man. This cat at my job, man. He said some shit, man. I focus on the now. And I feel it. I feel like focusing on now, but that's cool to get by. But once you focus on it now, then what do you do? And I think that's where it gets a little, it gets a little bit iffy, you feel me? It's a little iffy. And once it gets a little iffy, that's when people really start to break, man. Because, man, at 30, a lot of people ain't making, man. A lot of people didn't make it to 21. But at 30, this is where I'm just seeing just the life just hitting niggas. Just slapping them like, bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Just slapping them, dude. And I'm seeing life slapping people like, damn, man, you feel me? There's always two things, man. There's always, and I really want to focus on the man, because everybody deserves that. Everybody deserves that, you know. You have to want more out of life, man. That's for sure. And you can't expect any... Oh, man, I can't... I don't want to say you can't respect... You can't expect anything from anybody that you didn't deserve. I feel like I feel like you shouldn't expect anything. But when you do, you expect that. You accept it with an open heart. And you realize that it's a blessing. You know what I mean? You really do. Man, I really went biblical on this shit. I was supposed to just talk about jujitsu. I did talk about rolling. I did talk about the lab. I did talk about the podcast. I talked about the book a little bit because I really didn't want to get into it. Because, again, I got the next chapter already rolled up. And, man, hey, listen. Hey, if you are not following me, follow me on all platforms. It is knowledge_G. Knowledge_G on all platforms. Trap Nami podcast on everything, man. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram, man. Reach out, man. If you fucking with the book, tell me you fucking with it. If you got anything you want, you got some clothing brands you want me to check out, because you, hey, I'm not really, hey, tell me what you think. I got you, man. Again, bro, this your boy, knowledge_G. Knowledge, yay! Man, my shit ain't sounding like knowledge. Yay! What the fuck? I gotta get it right. Knowledge. Yay! That still ain't right, but I'm just going to just take that. Hey, man, this your boy Knowledge, man. Y'all stay blessed.